You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, all D-Grads alumni. Before we get to this episode, just a little note to say that this is one of those episodes with spotty audio due to our not knowing what any of these buttons do. Please bear with us, and we'll be back to normal operating procedure in due time. Thank you.
Hello, 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 Grassy alumni. We're back again.
Hey.
With another episode of the D-Grads podcast with your host, Shane Kipple and
Mike Lobel. How's it going? They can't actually answer that question.
Are you asking them or are you asking me? I thought you were. Okay.
How are you doing, Shane? Yeah, that is a good question.
I'm all right. I thought you forgot about me here for a second, but I'm
excited to tuck into this one.
To tuck in.
Yeah.
Never heard that expression. Well, I have, but not specifically something like this. Yes, let's tuck right into it, Mike.
Let's tuck right into Secrets and Lies. But first, I want to know what the heck was going on the airwaves and in life when this episode
Hey, I mean, like, can't we just small talk for a second? Talk about your wife, talk about the weather. Like, we're just going balls to the wall with this right now. We didn't even say hi to Andy. Hi, Andy.
Oh, hey, Andy.
I'm always here.
He's here even when we leave. He sits in the dark and waits.
He lurks.
Yeah.
Beautiful day in Toronto, a little bit hazy. Let's get to it, shall we?
Small talk segment.
We had a fun week. Recorded the Things Are Getting Weird podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Shout out to their podcast, Drinking the Kool-Aid, which is their main show. We were actually on their little bonus episode show, which is where we got to talk about anything and everything that we wanted to. Their regular show is Drinking the Kool-Aid, where they talk about all kinds of mysterious true crimes, supernatural type stuff. And I think you guys would really like it.
Okay. Without further ado,
take us back.
This episode is called Secrets and Lies, premiered December 9th, 2001. I remember that like it was yesterday. This was written by Aaron Martin and directed by the one and only Bruce McDonald and his plethora of cowboy hats. Did you work with Bruce?
I did.
Yeah, he did.
I did where I worked with him and the hat.
And the hat.
It was delightful.
Does he get his powers from the hat?
Oh, yeah. I think his head is actually shaped like a cowboy hat underneath it. It's where he keeps his big director brain, like, way up in there.
Got it.
He's like, a cowboy hat's perfect shape to hide my director brain. Okay, never mind.
Does his head also potentially have, like, a natural brim to it as well?
Yeah, it's got
a
brim.
The whole hat.
Yes, he evolved to keep water off of his face so that he could see the shots better.
That's very good to know. In the world on December 9th, 2001. This day was not that eventful.
Oh, damn it.
But I'll tell you this. Next day, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring premiered in London.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is like Lord of the Rings hype is happening.
Yes, right, yes. Now. The Hobbits are taking the world by storm. In the box office, the number one movie was Ocean's 11.
Huh.
The top three in the box office were Ocean's 11, Harry Potter, and The Sorcerer's Stone, and Behind Enemy Lines, once again, number three, with Owen Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
My plane fell out of the sky. Wow.
My jet fell. Oh, wow. Okay. Billboard.
We do the worst Owen and Wilson impressions ever. That's Andy shaking his head.
I was actually sitting here thinking, what is he doing? It's cars. Wow. I get it. He's doing the car from Cars.
We need this to not be in the box office anymore so that we can stop making this horrible impression of Owen Wilson.
So the Billboard number one song in the world is still Mary J. Blige with Family Affair. The number one album this week, it was Creed's Weather with Arms Wide Open.
Oh, I can do Scott Stapp, but I'm not. I'm just going to spare you guys. Just trust me. I can do it.
Okay. The number one show, again, was CSI. 24 million viewers. Now, I thought this was interesting. Michael Peterson called 911 to report his wife falling down the staircase on this day in 2001.
Holy smokes.
Is that the same murder case that was part of that Netflix show?
The Staircase? Yeah. Staircase was a great documentary.
I still buy the owl theory. I don't know if you guys know about that one. I buy it.
Big time.
The owl theory?
Yeah. Yeah, she had these claw marks on her head that couldn't come from any type of weapon that he might have had or anything that they found. And I think there were like feathers. There were remnants of like feathers.
Yeah, yeah. Like they call them micro feathers or something like that. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, yeah, I buy it. Sure.
And it was really a sad thing that the defense decided that they couldn't go with something like that because it sounded so outlandish that the jury wouldn't buy it. But that was there.
Right.
Both of my wives were killed by owls.
That was a great Michael Peterson impression. Yeah, it was as good as.
I'll tell you that. This episode is just going to be impressions.
And the final thing, Chris Jericho in the WWF becomes the first undisputed champion. And who did he defeat? None other than The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He beat him up?
He beat him up. It was choreographed to an extent, but there was definitely some impact.
Damn.
Wrestlers are badass. I don't care what anyone says about that. Are you in the camp that it's all fake? Like, that's serious stunt work, you know?
Well, it is, by definition, it is fake, but it's an amazing performance.
It is an amazing performance. And to say that those...
it looks like I just told you Santa Claus wasn't real.
Mike, what episode are we watching today?
We're watching Secrets and Lies today, which the first thing that I thought of was our walkie-talkie channels. Do you remember looking at the call sheet on Degrassi, our dailies? And you would see the walkie channels at the bottom. And then one of the channels, I think it was like six or seven, said Secrets and Lies. So it was like the directors were on this walkie channel. The PAs were on this other channel. The writers were on another channel. And then there was one called Secrets and Lies, which I just assumed was a place where the crew could switch over to that channel and like talk about everybody.
Who drafts up the call sheets? That would be the second AD. Someone had a good sense of humor.
So yes, Secrets and Lies. The teaser starts off with Ashley and she's driving down the street with her dad. She's excited about showing her dad off to the class. And she's explaining this to her dad as he drops her off at her mom's place after brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley's mom, being nosy, asks if dad has talked to you about anything else.
Yeah.
Dum, dum, dum. What could that mean?
What I found hilarious and also awful was just Ashley walking in on a little fight between her mom and stepdad. And her stepdad's just like, be careful. She's in one of her moods again. It's like, haven't they known each other for a year?
It's a little gross to be throwing her under the bus like that in front of her own daughter. Like,
yeah,
it was very
It was very like 50s old. Something out of Mad Men.
Yeah, totally. Like, your mother's off the pills.
Yeah.
It's just very, very off color. So we're on Ashley. She's trying to understand what the heck that could mean. We have no idea. Smash into the opening credits of our beloved Degrassi.
It seemed to me right off the bat that there was trouble in paradise with Ashley's mom and Toby's dad. And now she was interested in rekindling with the dad.
And that's they did that on purpose. It was a red herring. And we all thought that was helpful. Yeah, we all fell for it, man. We all fell for it. It's the magic of Degrassi.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
School is starting. It's the morning. Terry is showing Ashley a locket of her parents, which was an anniversary gift her mom left her after she passed away. So we're finding out a little bit more about Terry and her family situation. In Miss Kwan's class, she's reminding the students that the Lord of the Flies test is in 2 days. So everybody's got to study up, get their Lord of the Flies assignments done.
What is with Degrassi teachers? Kwan comes in holding a whole bunch of things in her arms, and immediately, like the second she walks in the door, she's just, shh, everyone, come on!
She was irate. She was having a bad day.
But she didn't even have a chance to settle at her desk yet and take it in.
Yeah, they're underpaid and they don't have time for it. So back in Kwan's class, we find out that Ashley's dad is moving back, that he's a war correspondent.
Yes. Ashley's dad, a Nick Robertson type, I guess. The press embedded with the soldiers, the front line.
Uh-huh.
Why are Terry and Ashley hiding behind binders and talking like if they're behind this, no one can see them or hear them anymore?
Yeah, I don't
know. It was just...
But I mean, like, this is the thing in TV, right? Like, we're often whispering conversations. You're kind of thinking like there's a bit of a logic bump here. We're right next to the person that we're gossiping about and they can't hear us, but they obviously would be able to hear us. We're literally 2 feet away.
Yeah, like the whole sitcom. Like, can I talk to you for a second? And they move 3 feet away. I get it.
Yeah, totally.
Kwan like pokes her head in and goes, Ashley. And Ashley makes a face like, oh no, you caught me.
Whoops.
And then
immediately goes back.
And they go right back to it. They don't change a thing.
Well, they got
to
finish the sentence. Otherwise, we have no idea what they're talking about.
Okay.
All right. So now we're moving over. We are in Mr. Simpson's tech classroom. And tech is maybe not the subject he should be teaching because he's actually getting a lesson from Toby, who is helping him fix something on his computer.
God bless him. Yeah. And then you should be good to go. Oh, thanks, Toby.
Yeah, the whole class presumably is like on pause while this is happening also. So the class is, I don't know, maybe they're bored, waiting for Mr. Simpson to figure his computer woes out. Emma is busy reading haikus to Sean about polluted oceans.
It was a good haiku. Sean didn't seem to be feeling this one.
Yeah, true.
Maybe he was having a bad day too.
JT decides he's going to fire a paper plane directly at Mr. Simpson, who is outraged, stands up, and demands to know who the engineer was, who the aeronautical designer. Sorry, Shane, this is your territory.
Yeah, I know.
Is it Liberty's? Because yeah. She's the one who stands up and claims the responsibility.
And then gives a very sultry look to JT afterward. Did it seem like that plane, that paper plane, every time you saw it, was a totally different size? It was small, it was large, it was very large.
Continuity there.
What's the best glide on a paper airplane?
It's all best glide. That's it. Anyways, we're not going to jump into that deep end.
That's true.
So Liberty's taking the heat, the responsibility. Why would she do this? Apparently, it's because she is gaga for JT.
Yeah. Now.
It's a different treatment of Toby's infatuation.
With Emma?
Right. So like that was like discotheque. This is just sort of soft focus. It's a little less intense.
Great song.
Degrassi is obviously pretty horned up.
Yep. I think the kids call it bricked up these days.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, I'm bricked up.
The kids are all bricked up at Degrassi. Fantasies running amok and kind of ruining people's lives, right? Like everyone's getting kind of stalkery crushes on other people. And
all of these like opposites attract scenarios. Emma with Sean. I mean, the one that makes the most sense would be Toby and Emma, because they're both very astute.
Yeah, they're conscientious.
The Liberty and JT thing, that could not be, there cannot be a better example of opposites attract. I guess crushes at that age, they didn't have to make sense.
No.
Right? The heart wants what the heart wants.
Exactly. At the lockers, Manny, JT, and Toby discuss Liberty's crush on JT. When guess who walks up? It's Liberty. She tells JT he's been chosen as a Grapevine Student of the Week, and she wants to interview him after school for the paper. Emma and Manny tease him. Sitting in a tree,
yeah. And the slowest rendition of it. To have JT die the slowest of deaths over that, which I would have.
Which is kind of like what, I mean, JT is like, that's his whole episode, is dying a slow death in every scene.
But yeah, Liberty, she's just going for it.
She is stepping into her power big time in this episode.
She's not being subtle about things at all.
Well, yeah, and she is a straight shooter, right? Like, she does not mince words. She's very open. She's very honest. I really appreciate her character for that.
I guess I do, too, yeah. To put it like that. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. In Quan's class, Sean's haiku, which is actually about hating this whole poetry assignment, turns out a perfect haiku, and he nails it. So he gets all the praise for that.
That kid fails up every time.
He fails up, yeah, totally. And he's like the quietest character too, right? So he's just, I don't know, maybe there's something to being quiet, observant, and just hanging back until you're called on, and then you amaze the whole class.
The overachieving underachiever.
Now it's Liberty's turn to recite her haiku, and boy, wouldn't you know what she wrote hers about. It's obviously about her unprofessed and undying love for JT. She is beaming at him from behind her glasses, and JT is noticing this and becoming very, very uncomfortable.
Yes. I mean, her second line did have 8 syllables, and I caught that right away. And like, if they let her get away with that just so she could say exactly what she wanted to in her haiku, and Quan calls her on it, she is so gaga goo goo. For JT.
And she's so smart. Like, we know she would normally never do that. She'd ace this assignment.
Maybe it was all part of her plan that if she messes up and then Quan has to draw her attention to it, she could go like, oh no, did I mess up? I guess my head was somewhere else.
It could have been funny, speaking of which, it could have been funny if she just like flouted the entire assignment and just read just straight up prose for like 3 minutes right at JT.
I just love how uncomfortable these moments are.
So we are in Mr. Simpson's class, actually, and Ashley's dad has arrived to discuss his job. This is like the classic take your kid to work day project, which we all had, right? Like, I don't know, Andy, did you have those days in the U.S.?
Okay, so my story is I went to kindergarten, mm-hmm. and then I went to homeschool, mm-hmm. and then I went to eighth grade, and then I went to homeschool.
Wow.
And I may have gone to high school a bit. Those years are kind of fuzzy for me. I smoked a lot of weed, and I just started drinking kind of early. I also dropped out of high school. I am just a complete failure when it comes to academia. So I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think so.
I wonder if your love of Degrassi has to do with the fact that, you know, like it's kind of like a collective high school experience that you get to live vicariously through.
Yeah, I related to both JT and Shane a lot. Machine
spinner. Oh, okay.
Spinner. Yeah, sorry man, I'm getting to know you guys so much by your real names that I forgot your character names. It's doing the opposite effect is happening now.
That's okay.
Jeez.
But I guess Andy, if you were homeschooled, I guess every day was kind of bring your parents to work there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Let's not talk about trauma,
okay.
Man.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get back to the podcast.
So Ashley is currently getting what I never got as a teenager. Her father has come in to explain her job to the class. He's a journalist. He's telling war journalism stories to the class. And Paige asks about the shrapnel story. He evidently was injured in the line of duty.
Yeah, the girls are swooning over Mr. Kerwin a little bit. And it seemed like Simpson was even a little intimidated. He's like, this man's living life. And I'm stuck in this damn school being taught by students.
Like, I want to be this guy. Like, I want to, oh yeah, war correspondent. You've got no fear. And you're like, you dress smart because you are smart and you look smart. And it's a very exciting life.
Yeah. I agree.
After class, Terry, Paige, and Ashley talk about her parents' breakup, saying they just didn't really see eye to eye. Things fizzled out. They didn't get along. He left. He went to Europe. So we're starting to sort of see the backstory here of Ashley's family.
And then I thought this was really weird as well. Ashley gets a direct question. Well, now that your dad's back, do you think that your parents are going to get back together? And it's like Toby's dad just doesn't exist at all.
Yeah, Toby's.
It's just, I don't know. Like, I can understand from the perspective of a kid, if you think your parents get along really well, and there is a chance that they would get back together, you would be all about that. But there should be some sort of conflict in the back of your mind. Like, oh, she's married now. I mean, that can't happen.
Maybe she's just so excited to have Toby gone.
It could be. And then also Ashley's dad shows up at the end of that scene as he's leaving the school. And I just noticed he was wearing his pants up to almost his nipples. He looked like a detective in the 20s. Yeah,
that's how war correspondents wear their pants, Shane.
Okay, good. Sorry.
He was doing good character research there.
But did you catch that? Andy, I saw you nodding over there. Did you catch how high his belt buckle was?
Yeah, it was very, you're right. It was very 1920s gangster style.
And I'm just wondering if our wardrobe budget was very low and they didn't size him properly. Like, all we got are the XXLs for you.
Seems our wardrobe budget was too high because he had too much fabric. See what I did there? Okay, that's
good one.
Please just end me. And we should also mention that Ashley's dad, Robert Kerwin, is being played by the actor Andrew Gillies.
Shout out Andrew Gillies.
Perfectly cast for this role.
Yes.
We are now in the Degrassi hallway and we are hearing a disembodied voice. Toby is walking down the hallway and he hears JT speaking to him from inside of a locker. He's hiding from Liberty. He's pretty freaked out because he just does not know how to deal with this crush. Toby finds him in there and explains what he's doing when Liberty pops up and snaps a photo.
Yeah, what was the reason for that photo?
I think it was for the paper, right? Like she's...
Was it for the paper?
I mean, I think it's probably for her personal collection, to be honest.
Yes, we won't get into what you might be doing.
Yeah, exactly. It's under the guise of journalism, right?
He's so quirky. He just pops out of lockers. This is our JT York. Hey.
Student of the week.
Also, it just made me so uncomfortable to think about being crammed into a locker like that. I mean, I'm not claustrophobic, but that actually made my palms sweat a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Especially at the beginning when I thought he somehow locked himself in the locker.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Closed the door on himself. Yeah.
It would have been a cool scene if he'd locked himself in and he had to get Toby to, like, get the janitor to, with the bolt cutters and then explain that he was just trying to hide out. But I guess, like, how would you lock yourself in? Yeah, it does make sense.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to, how do you lock yourself in?
You need help. But Liberty ain't letting JT get away. She needs him right now to do this interview for the school paper. Obviously, JT is beside himself. He does not want to go. So he makes up some random excuse about dance lessons. Well, he sees the flyer on the wall for dance lessons and decides that's it. That's kind of like the theme for this episode, is like he's flailing around and grabs on to the first excuse he sees in. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing dance lessons. She looks at him, sees right through it because she's smart. Mm-hmm. And grabs her man to drag him off to do this interview.
You know, she goes after what she wants. As you said, she's very direct.
Ashley and her dad arrive at her house. He's dropping her off. Her mother comes up to greet them. Mm-hmm. Sort of, hey, how are you? Long time no see. You know, they start to chat. Okay, Ashley, like, you go in. I want to talk to your dad. And she ends up kind of hanging around and ends up seeing, she spies them, basically, kissing. Mm-hmm. There's like a little kiss there, a peck on the lips. And I'm thinking at this moment, like, oh my God, they are getting back together.
Right. Yeah.
And she hasn't told her current boyfriend any of this.
Because apparently he doesn't exist. Yeah, there were actually two kisses. There was a first kiss on the lips when Ashton's mom came out and leaned into the car. And then it's like, actually, could you go away while your dad and I kind of reacquaint for a little bit? And then there are more kisses. And Ashley just seems very pleased with this, not conflicted about what this could possibly mean. There was also one other thing I wanted to ask you about. This is the second time that Ashley's dad has been like, can I just talk to you about something? And then Ashley gets pulled away.
Yeah.
Did they not share a ride home? Like from school together or wherever. Like, why did he wait until the goodbyes before telling her this very important thing for the second time?
Well, I think it's just that hard for him, right? Like, he doesn't want to do it and he's trying, but he doesn't want to ruin the moment. He knows it's going to be maybe not so good.
And she would possibly roll out of the car if they were in motion.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just afraid. I think he's afraid and he's leaving it to the last minute and trying to push it off.
Fine, I'll accept that.
That's what I think.
You're blowing every opportunity. Like, oh, can I tell? Oh.
I think because he hasn't seen her in a long time, I think he wants to sort of soak up every minute, conflict-free, just enjoy their company. But he's got to do this really hard thing, and he's, you know, like, he's not able to do it. Like, he's just not able to work up the courage.
I really want to know what the really hard thing is. We still don't know.
Well, guess what? We're getting to that right now.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
In their kitchen now, Ashley and her mom talk about dad, how charming he is. And she's, you know, she really puts him on a pedestal. And so Ashley, who thinks at this point, we know that she's thinking, oh my God, they're going to get back together. She does ask if they're getting back together, right? Was that in my imagination?
I think so. Once again, with no follow-up questions. So what about Mr. Isaacs?
Yeah, what about Toby's dad? And her mom does say finally, I think, well, first of all, she's like, I can't believe, you know, your dad hasn't told you. He was supposed to tell you this. But it's not actually about that. And then Ashley even sort of volunteers, half kidding. It's like, it's not like he's gay. And we can tell immediately, and so can Ashley by the expression on her face, that in fact he is. And her mom corroborates that. And she's known that for a very, very long time. And Ashley is floored.
Nice push in.
That's right. You caught that camera move. Yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah. Classic Bruce McDonald.
Yeah, classic McDonald push in there. So boom, there it is. It's all out in the open. Ashley's not impressed. She's not happy.
Have you ever accidentally, like, and not necessarily outed someone by accident, but have you ever just, you know, been in a moment where you force someone into telling their secret when they weren't quite ready to do it yet, whatever that may be?
I did accidentally out somebody in high school. Oh. And I still feel horrible about it. I still think about it. I had a friend in high school, and I knew, and he wasn't really like hiding it totally from me, but he wasn't out, and I just assumed that he was, and that everybody kind of knew. And so I mentioned it to a few people and was like, well, you know, cause he's gay, and they hadn't heard that. And then I got back to him, and then I had to have a hard conversation with him. I felt really bad about it. And I still do. So yeah, it sucks. It definitely sucks.
That's a big one. I don't know how you come back from something like that, especially if they might be years away from being comfortable enough to come out.
Yeah.
I've never outed anyone. I have ruined TV shows through spoilers for plenty of people.
That's equally as bad.
Well, no, I did this one thing, which is
Bruce Willis is dead.
No, when my sister-in-law was pregnant with one of my nephews, she wasn't drinking. One night we were all together, and someone was passing around wine or something. She wasn't drinking. I'm like, why aren't you drinking? Are you pregnant?
Classic.
And they hadn't told anyone yet. Well, that's actually why we called you all here today.
All right. Well, I will, to ease your mind, Shane, I think that's actually how a lot of people find out that their friends are pregnant or family.
Like, what? You're usually the most drunk. What's going on? Pregnant?
Yeah.
Which my thought is, if you drink that heavily, how much, I shouldn't say this, how much damage did you do in that first month before you realized you were pregnant?
You said the thing.
We all think.
Listen, we're being honest, and I feel bad about adding people, and you feel bad about adding people, and we're just people trying to get through this crazy life, not outing as many people as we possibly can.
Yeah. It's hard. It's a hard life.
It's hard, man.
I typically do one a month, but I'm trying to do it on a bi-monthly basis.
Yeah. Max.
Anyway, progress, not perfection. Okay, what else happens in the episode, Mike?
JT and Toby, back at school, next day, they are now discussing the mechanisms of two men being together. JT is just, he's just like totally confounded. Men are stinky. They have muscles. Like, how could you want to get close to that? It's very funny and adorable. Toby says, I don't know, JT. Some people are just gay, I guess, which is maybe up there on like my like leaderboard of most iconic character lines on the show so far.
Yeah. Now, he did emphasize gay a little to, he's like, I don't know. Some people are, he didn't say like, some people are just gay. He's like, I don't know, JT. Some people are just gay. And I'm like, okay, all right. I don't know how Toby feels about this exactly. But what I wanted to know is how did Toby find out already? Did Ashley just rush upstairs going like, Dad's gay, Dad's gay? And Toby comes in the next day and needs to talk to JT about it?
That is probably how it would have happened.
Either that or Toby overheard something. It might have been something that was cut because there is no explanation as to how he found out.
Yeah. It was most likely a scene where...
I mean, Ashley is in so much turmoil in this episode, and she's, you know, every scene she's in, people are like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? What's going on? And she goes, yeah. No, I'm not okay. And my whole life is ruined. And this, you know what I mean? So she's just like, I would imagine that probably happened at home.
Always about her.
Yeah. Oh my God. Ashley is dealing with so much this season.
Oh, no, she's the one who has to deal
with it. Maybe she was talking in her sleep and that's what Toby overheard. I don't know.
She also seems like the kind of person that has conversations with herself in the mirror loudly in her bedroom.
You got this. Hold it together. You get this, girl. Okay. My favorite moment in this scene, I think, is the button on the end where the conversation turns towards Liberty and how he's so ashamed and he's trying to like get out of it. And he says, JT says to Toby, says, "Don't ask, don't tell."
Yeah.
Which is the funniest little writer's button there. Don't ask, don't tell, obviously being like the official U.S. military position on LGBTQ plus people in the military. And he doesn't really realize what he's tapped into there. It's very funny.
It is. I think that has been long since dispensed with. But at that time, I guess the don't ask, don't tell policy was up and running.
In full effect.
Full swing.
Yeah. In the cafeteria, Ashley is being Ashley. She's forlorn. I shouldn't beat up on Ashley because she's obviously having real feelings, and I totally get it.
Yes, but we're kind of allowed to because Melissa kind of did a little bit in our interview.
Yeah.
Right? She
agreed with us that she's always out for herself.
She opened up the floor to just talk about how Ashley's very selfish.
So we have free range to do this.
I've never seen someone that unhappy about to have a glass of chocolate milk.
I know. And to waste
It's the sulkiest pour.
She poured a chocolate milk, the happiest drink on the planet that we can all agree on. It's the happiest drink. And Terry has come over to try to comfort Ashley as usual. Terry is trying to be this amazing friend, and she is, and she takes all of this crap back from Ashley, blowing it back on her. Mm-hmm. And then Paige walks over. She wants to talk about Ashley's dad, but Ashley really isn't in the mood. And she somehow, Paige, puts the pieces together and suggests to Ashley, hey, have you like, I don't know, just maybe on a, I don't know, like, have you considered your dad is gay? Which is such a shot in the dark for Paige, but she's also kind of like maybe tapped into something. Well, that does it, and Ashley can't take it anymore. She blows up. She throws her chocolate milk at Paige, fully assaults Paige.
I'm surprised that didn't come with a Paige Michael Chuck, as it usually does.
Full name moment.
Warranting the full name.
Yeah.
But I felt really bad for Paige in that moment.
Me too, and it's the first time I genuinely felt bad for Paige.
Yeah, that was her sweetest, most genuine moment in the show up until now, which, well, my brother's gay. I mean, what did I do? I was trying to help. And I really believe that she was trying to help.
She actually was. She wasn't trying to get anything out of this.
No. It was just what she was thinking about. And Paige is obviously, she is a very smart girl. And so it does make sense, especially what she says that her brother is gay. And this would be something in her wheelhouse where her mind would go.
Yep. And when she mentions her brother's gay, like I just had like John Breger like popped into my head. And I was like, oh, we're talking about Dylan already in season one. Like, this is already starting to thread together for me.
Writers are just expanding the Jurassic universe already right before our eyes.
So now we are in front of the school, and Liberty is fantasizing about JT with Emma and Manny, despite the fact that he has mustard all over his face.
In a full mouth of food as he's cackling. It was perfect.
I love it. I do really like these sort of these fantasy shots when our students are deep in a trance over somebody in love.
I was just picturing Bruce and whatever editor was taking that close-up shot of JT just howling, laughing with a huge bite of sandwich in his mouth. Could not be more innocent, and also to someone who's not completely infatuated, a disgusting moment.
Totally. Despite the fact that he has mustard all over his face, Liberty just will not take a hint. And so JT makes this plan to Toby to come out of the closet. He's got the idea from Ashley's dad. And another low-hanging fruit, probably not an advisable approach to this situation. It's maybe going to backfire
right.
And not work.
So I was sitting there judging JT for not being upfront. Toby said, just be upfront with her. I believe it was Toby.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I can't do that. No, I'll come up with a better plan. And I was sitting back judging, fantasizing about being a person who was strong enough to do that in my own life. And then I sat back for a second and I'm like, no, the amount of times that I have not been straight up, even to this day, about people that I'm not interested in, and I have to come up with 100 different excuses before it finally boils down to that
fact. Honestly, man, I just had this conversation with somebody else, and it's true. Someone, a very good friend of mine, went out on a date, and she's really into him, and he's just trying to figure out how to let her down. And I'm like, but you can't say that. You can't tell her you don't like her. She's so invested in you.
Yeah.
And really, he should just be straight up and honest.
Yeah.
You know what? Hold that thought. I need to go make a phone call.
Yeah. No, but it can be crushing to people. I understand trying to, protect people's feelings. I get it. But all you're doing is prolonging the inevitable. And the amount of times I've done that in my life, it's just so funny that I sat back judging JT. I'm like, come on, just man up, dude. Do the right thing. I'm like, no, I'm still a 14-year-old kid struggling with this issue.
And that's cool. That's why we're telling these stories.
I guess so.
Because JT and Toby are basically like the proverbial devil and angel on the shoulder, right? Like, Toby's always the voice of wisdom, and JT is always the, like, I gotta fix this, like, immediately, and reaches for the wrong tool.
Yep.
You know? So
yep.
That's why we're telling this story, because we all can embody this in different parts of our lives. And that's what makes Degrassi so universal.
I do love, like you said, JT just grasping for straws, whatever he can do, whatever he could think of. And now, because being gay is at the forefront of his mind, and he understands that a marriage broke up over that, this should be as easy as pie. Just tell Liberty you're gay and she'll back away.
Simple. I'm not going to have to act like I'm gay for the rest of my life in order to keep this cover going.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah, no.
never date any women in the vicinity of Liberty.
Yeah, because JT does not think beyond, like, tomorrow.
No.
He's an improviser. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Ashley's dad meets Ashley at school and signs her out. We need to talk, he says. Okay, so he's about to have the conversation that he's been reluctant to have.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, JT confronts Liberty in the hallway, and Fake comes out to her. Liberty looks totally broken. She pretends like she doesn't like JT at all, just to cover for her feelings. It's our little secret, she says, but she's crushed.
Yeah. And I think we've all been on the receiving end of that before, that just, hearing that for one reason or another, the person we're interested in, it's just like, it's not going to happen.
Oh, I've been there more times than I can count.
And you need to protect yourself, but it hurts. Dating sucks. I was like, oh, no, I didn't even really want that. I mean, like, I'm surprised you wanted it that badly. I was like, maybe I thought about it, but like, it's not the end of the world. I gotta go.
Oh, who, me? Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Then you run to the bathroom and you cry.
Yeah.
In front of the school now, Ashley's father and her sit on the bench, and he admits that him and her mother thought that it would be best to wait until she was older to tell her, that he needed time, he needed to process, he needed to go find himself, even though he says, like, I know this is going to sound selfish, but it's just, I really need to do this. It's just the way I am, and I can't change it. He tells her that he loves her mom still, right? It's not just for show. He's just not in love with her like that, but he cares deeply about her and Ashley. He tried to make it work, and he hates himself for hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very sweet and touching moment.
It was a very sweet scene. I think it also spoke to, you know, at a time when being openly gay was becoming much more accepted. It was still the nuances that many people didn't understand. And knowing that the dad tried to make it work, but it's not like he was lying to himself being in the marriage. It seemed like this was a case of him not trying to cover up being gay by getting married and having a family. It was more like he discovered it through the course of the marriage. And it was a cool perspective that I'm sure a lot of people weren't privy to at all at that point. It seemed like Ashley was getting it.
She understood him, but she's upset that she was lied to by her parent, right? Like, for her, it's about the honesty thing.
Which I can understand. And as a kid, like, children think that they're more grown up than they actually are.
Yeah, of course.
She had to develop a little bit more mentally, get a little bit older to be able to process something like that properly. And her dad came back with a good line, like when she said, I'm old enough now. I was like, yeah, you're still mad about it, right?
Uh-huh.
Thinking like, how would you have received this 5 years ago?
Uh-huh.
It was a very well-written scene.
Yeah, and also like for parents, like tough to find, like when do you break something like that?
Yeah.
What is the appropriate moment? It's always going to be a difficult conversation, but like, and I also wanted to say that like he himself comes from a different generation because he's her dad, he's older. So like, you know, different generation, a different time, coming out was not necessarily the safest thing to do.
Yeah, that would have been a conversation possibly that he, depending on what kind of parents he had, he would have never thought to have with his own parents.
Sure.
If it was one generation up and it was his dad that left for those reasons, like that's something that his family might have sheltered him from forever, and he would have never really known.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, it really was well written for the time that we found ourselves.
Yeah. Totally. And the music comes in, and I really did get a lump in my throat. Like I was feeling all the feels.
Oh,
it got me. It got me.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Back in class, JT is playing gay. He's overdoing it a little bit to keep the ruse going.
A little bit.
Toby does say, like, he might be.
I want to tone that down a bit. Do you think they would still be able to do something like that if a storyline like that came up today? Do you think that acting like JT did there?
I don't know. I don't think a redeemable character would act like that now.
Fair enough. Yeah.
My mind is flashing forward to a Jay moment.
Yeah.
Where I make fun of a deaf kid for being deaf, and it's awful. It's just so awful. It haunts me. I think about it still. I'm like, you know, I committed fully to the bit, and I think about it and I go, I can't believe I did that. So yeah, I feel like it's a little bit like that. You know, he's being the stereotype, which at the time, this was what the stereotype was.
Yeah. So. And he's so young, man. He's just, yeah, exactly. As you said, that's what the stereotype was. And how's he going to act it up? The only way that to him, gay people portray themselves, so flamboyant. You're like, okay, all right, sure, man. Well done.
It's funny. And I think the writers were, self-conscious about it, you know, like, because the voice of the writers comes through in Toby. He's like, yeah, you should tone that down, right? So it's like we get where the barometer is here. He's out of line.
Yeah.
Liberty is offended by this and storms out.
Yes. I think it was when he threw his arm around Toby that she just really couldn't do it anymore.
But like, for Liberty, what is it? Is it like, are we supposed to believe that she's going like, oh my God, he really is so gay. I was blind this whole time.
Yeah. Or she's like, no, this is...
She must see through it at this point, right?
Like, I see right through this. Yeah. I don't know.
Back on the bench with Ashley's father and Ashley, he reveals that he has a partner that he's been with for quite some time, because Ashley remembers him as a kid, as her dad's best friend growing up. So now she's thinking, oh my God, like, you left us, me and my mom, you left us for Christopher. And so this is where she starts to feel really betrayed and lied to. He must have left them for Christopher.
Yeah. And all those memories come crashing back in, and you're like, okay, so all of this was a lie. How long were you having an affair for? Did it start as an affair? Like, what's going on here? I just, what, the blonde guy with the mustache, again, like a very stereotypical description of, I don't know what image popped into your head.
It was like a blonde Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, like, the guy has to have a mustache. Of course he has to have a mustache. Yeah. Yeah, but Ashley did not take that well.
Yeah, and it is a betrayal. It's like, oh my God, so you cheated. You're telling me that you, like, emotionally had an affair on my mom and probably cheated on us, and that's why you left us. I would be upset too, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I could see being very upset for that.
But once again, it's upset that there might have been an affair there, but the idea of her parents getting back together, still not a thought towards Toby's dad. I'm not going to let this go. Be consistent, Ashley. Mm-hmm. If you're against cheating, you have to be against all
That's
cheating,
right.
You know, not just when it serves you.
That's right. Team Toby's dad. Okay. So back in the school hallway, Liberty asks JT, hey, don't you think you should come out in the school paper because it could help other kids? Which is like, that's a heck of an ask. And that's it's obviously all too much for JT. He can't handle it. The lie has gotten ahead of him, and he has to admit what he's done. He lied.
Do you think that was a test? Do you think that was a test, though?
I think it was. I think Liberty knows at this point.
Yeah, to go that far out to ask him to come out in the school paper seems like, okay, I understand what's going on here, and I'm going to force you into fessing up. Which he did. Also, bringing up the boy band mixtape.
Those were my sisters.
Was hilarious. Do you remember when we grew up? You were labeled gay if you liked the Backstreet Boys or New Kids on the Block.
That's funny, because I was labeled gay for liking, like, Nine Inch Nails and, like, industrial.
What? Really?
Yeah. So, like, I think you were kind of, I think everybody was just kind of labeled that.
You're gay for whatever you do.
It was like the othering word. It was the word to, like, make you feel like an outsider. It was low hanging fruit for the bullies.
I guess so. But I will just go out and say I have always loved the Backstreet Boys. I liked NSYNC. Backstreet Boys were still my jam. And even though I took a lot of heat for it, and then I became like a private listener. I would never like jam out to it in public. I always loved them. Come at me.
I can't believe you like the Backstreet Boys way better than NSYNC. That is just shocking to me. Justin Timberlake, man.
I know, but there was more depth to the Backstreet Boys, you know?
I don't know.
Anytime you go out to karaoke, are we hearing NSYNC songs? No, but they're like 10 Backstreet Boys songs.
No, I'm going through the book being like, where the heck are all the Nine Inch Nails songs? To bring the audience way down. Let's ruin the vibe of this part.
Yeah.
Sing the saddest song on the planet. So it's all too much for JT. He admits that he's a liar. You just wouldn't take a hint, Liberty, which is funny because like I don't remember seeing any hints, really.
No, there were no words spoken by him to make Liberty think that this was not going to happen. So yeah, don't turn the tables on there.
That's right. Yeah, and she's crushed. Everybody's crushed in this episode. It's just a horribly messy episode for everybody involved. If you didn't like me, you should have just said so. Ain't that the truth? Because she's a straight shooter and she's so flabbergasted. Why is somebody else not honest and being open with me?
And that has to, you know, at the beginning of the world of dating, hormones going crazy. To hear that someone that you like would rather pretend to be gay than give you a shot. That's gotta be hard.
Hard. That's hard for sure. Terry confronts Ashley in the hallway at their lockers because Ashley's totally MIA. She's miserable, clearly.
Ashley? Miserable?
She's miserable. And Ashley breaks down, finally admitting what it is that she's been going through with hearing this from her parents or father. And she's decided she is going to cut her dad out of her life. That's the only thing she could do. That's how she's going to proceed. I'm just going to cut him out. I've got my mom. I've got my friends. I've even got Toby.
Yep.
And then Terry comes in with the words of wisdom that she could have said from the beginning if Ashley just was honest with her and told her what was really wrong, because Terry is an amazing friend who, even though Ashley goes off on her and insults her terribly, she always comes back and pulls Ashley out of the slump. And she basically says, like, listen, you have a choice. Like, you should look at this differently. My mom died, but you have your dad back. You've got the choice that I never had, and you cannot make the wrong choice. I won't let you do it.
Yeah.
On Ashley, really hearing this, processing this, but not entirely sure what she's going to do, we freeze.
Chrissy, all she's trying to do is be there for her friend. In every episode, she's supportive. She's there for Ashley. And when Terry is in her time of need, Ashley is really pour salt on the wound for everything that Terry did.
She's pouring salt on the... She, like, doesn't...
Why did she still want to be her friend?
She doesn't like when Terry is trying to help her. She's just, like, getting emotionally flooded, and then she takes it out on Terry.
Yeah, just let me be angry. I mean, I think we all know that there are many, many people...
I think that's a very human thing, and I've actually noticed it in myself.
I was going to say... Yeah, I think it's pretty universal because I do it too. And I realize it after the fact that I was feeling that way, and that's why I was acting like that.
And it's, for me, it's like I either want help or I want to vent.
Yeah.
Mm.
This always tends to fall into these two categories, and I've noticed it in myself. And now I can actually better understand like my partner, because if you can sort of, in the beginning, if you could go, is this a help thing? Like, do you want advice or do you want me to just like listen? Then you can like circumvent all that stuff.
Yeah. But lots of people also think that the funny thing is if you ask them what they need, they don't even know exactly what they need.
Totally. It's hard to know.
So whatever answer, it's hard to know.
We
are complicated. We don't even fully understand ourselves.
This is like my goal of my 40s has just been able to be like, wait, like, what am I actually feeling at any given time? Because I'm actually I can tell you kind of like what I'm thinking, but I can't really tell you what I'm feeling. Like, there's a disconnect there. So this is my next decade of work, is trying to figure out what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, Andy.
Andy?
Hit us with the mailbag.
If y'all have any questions, make sure you email us at dgradspodcast@gmail.com. We like to answer your questions here in the mailbag segment. This week, we have one from Dakota H. Is there a storyline on the show that you do not love or agree with and or wish there was a different one, or I am guessing a different outcome?
Knowing that Spinner and Jane didn't end up together, and there was something with Spinner and Holly J, at least like, there was some tension there. Holly J voiced it when she thought that Spinner couldn't hear. I think that would have been a fun one to explore. And if not that, I think that Spinner and Jane should have had a chance to reconcile.
Dang. I don't know if there's a storyline that I really didn't like, because if it's not in my wheelhouse, or if it's not in my, for whatever reason, it's something that I'm learning about through the show. It's something that I've never thought about before. So, you know, like, we've touched on some pretty racy stuff, subject matter, some pretty fraught subject matter, but I think it's all so necessary to talk about, like, it's real stuff. So there is nothing that I can say bothered me.
Very diplomatic.
Yeah, very diplomatic, right? The show is perfect. There's nothing wrong with the show.
I think even the most hardcore Degrassi fans disagree with you there.
Yeah, no, definitely Emma and Spinner should not have been together. You know what I really would have liked to see? A spinoff where Jay Hogarth becomes a minister and marries people, but is also still kind of a scumbag. And so he's like doing weird, shady stuff. And then his business as a minister, kind of like a Better Call Saul kind of thing, Breaking Bad-esque vibe.
Oh, wow.
Does that count?
Yeah. No, it totally does.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Sure.
That's it. Thanks for the question.
that'll about do it for the mailbag. That's about all we have time for right now. But we have plenty of questions to get into, and we'll have plenty of bonus content on Patreon to get into. If you guys want to sign up for a Patreon and support the show, go to patreon.com/dgrads. You're going to get ad-free versions of the episodes a week early. You'll get them the week prior, usually Thursdays or Fridays. And we're going to have some bonus content coming up for you. I know we keep saying that, but we actually are working on it this week. And we'll get to a lot more of those mailbag questions.
Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. We really, really appreciate it.
And also, wherever you are listening to those podcasts, please rate and subscribe, download, and tell your friends, because we want all the Degrassi fans included in this adventure that we have well embarked on now. This has been the Degrads Podcast with Shane Kipple
and Mike Lobel. And we'll see you all next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.